Morning, Matthew. How are you?
Morning, Michael. How are you going? Yeah, good.
Very well indeed. It's a big weekend for your stable. You've got runners everywhere.
Yeah, and we're all over the place this weekend again. We're just travelling around looking for that elusive winner. So, the horses are well. And, we're looking forward to the weekend.
Well, let's start with Attorney, who is an easing favourite in the Pakenham Cup. And he's had a good campaign. And it looks a nice race on paper after his very, I suppose, gutsy run, you'd say, in the Sandown Classic. It was one of those farcically run races, but he was hitting the line quite nicely. How's he come through that Sandown Classic?
Yeah, came through the race really well, actually. That's while we kept going with him, we were sort of thinking about maybe giving him a little break. But, look, he bounced out of the race and he came back to Sydney. He's been in good order. And we just thought it was a nice race for him to round off the campaign.
So you taking him back home? He hasn't stayed down here throughout the duration?
No, he came back to Sydney and we just had him back here. We can keep a close eye on him and he's been good. He's eaten up and he's worked well and certainly looks in great shape for the race. He looks in really good order.
A nice bonus having Nash Rewilla jump in the saddle as well.
Yeah, no, it's good. Nash rides in Sydney and he was heading to Melbourne for see the family, so it worked out well to get him on board. He's obviously a great rider, and we're really happy to have him on. I'm really happy with the horse. He certainly hasn't taken any backward steps since his last run, and I agree with the way that race was run. It made it very hard for us to win at Sandown, and the horse ran super, and just beaten by a couple of good horses. So the form looks pretty good for the race for sure.
Absolutely, and with our big Mike in the race, we should expect a better speed the way it's run tomorrow. How would you compare him, say, to a Brimham Rocks? And you are getting, 2.5 kilos from Brimham Rocks?
Yeah, he's been, to be fair, he's been very good right through the carnival, Brimham Rocks, and we've raced him a couple of times, and we haven't been far off him, and, just finished in front of us the other day, but I just think the way that race was run made it very difficult for us to come from behind him. So, yeah, it's probably fairly close, those two horses. Wouldn't be much between them based on what we've seen through the carnival.
Mm. Well, he's drawn a good gate, so he should be pretty hard to beat in the Pakenham Cup on Saturday. As I said, you've got runners all over the place this weekend, including a couple up north, Doomben. What do you make of Grey Lion? He's a horse that we've known down here for quite some time as well.
Yeah, he's been great, Grey Lion. He's been a great horse for the stable. He always puts in and just probably needs to race, run the suit a little bit. He's getting a bit older now. So we try and keep him fresh and space his runs and just keep him happy. And he performed really well up there. A couple of runs back winning up there. We'll suit him. Back to the 2000 should be okay, provided, he can get a little bit of luck from the barrier. But he's in great form. He works good and he's travelled up there and landed there in good order this morning. So we're really happy with him.
Have you got many that you're going to be campaigning up in Queensland throughout their summer carnival?
I don't, Mike. I've got a few, but not really. No, we've taken Ratapole up there as well this weekend. He had no luck the other day. At Kenbury was caught on the fence and didn't have much luck. But we don't really this year. I think we'll stay in Sydney and campaign a few of the horses here in the carnival in Sydney and, look to maybe having a run or two at the Magics. But probably at this stage, we're probably not looking at sending too many more up for the carnival races anyway.
How's Fierce Impact enjoying his rest? Is he back in work?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, no, he's back in work. And he looks fantastic. He's had a couple of weeks freshen up at the farm. And he just looks great. Yeah, he really does. He's bouncing. So he'll be back in work next week, back into the stable. And, we're really happy with him. Obviously, had a good campaign. His runs are all good. So we're looking forward to the autumn with him now.
Would an all-star mile be on the agenda again for him?
Yeah, for sure. I think anything, around that mile, it's got to be, you've got to consider it. He's a super miler. There's no doubt about it. And we'll have a crack at a couple of 2,000 metre races with him as well.
Mm. Yeah, he's going to be hard to beat, especially with them all at the Valley after getting that experience in the Cox Plate as well. Can you give us your best anyway? You've got runners at Mudgee today. You've got runners at Doomben tomorrow. You've also got runners at the provincial meeting in Sydney, Newcastle. Where's one winner for the RSN listeners?
Jeez, buddy. Putting it on me now this morning. It's a hard one. Look, all those runners, actually, we've got a good... the horses are going great, actually, all the runners this weekend. There's plenty of chances there. Look, I think today, Persistas is going really well. She's worked good. She looks great. She's certainly drawn well. And she's in the right race. And probably horse called Forging Stone on Sunday now. He looks like he's looking for the mile and he's in good shape too. So probably those two stand out a little bit. But yeah, I've got plenty of chances on the weekend, so it should be a good weekend. Good luck.
All right, well, we like that. The favourite in the first of Mudgee, race one, number 9 at 360, and then we can back end it on the Sunday as well. Best of luck over the weekend, Matty.
No worries, Michael, anytime. Thanks for having me.